This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the U.S. Elections Project, it's run by a professor from the University of Florida, almost 12 million people have already voted in this election. And most of the rest of the voting age population has already made up its mind, at least for the top of the ticket. But the ads are still running, get out the vote is still happening, and voting rules and processes are still being challenged. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, those legal challenges will almost certainly last past Election Day.
The COVID-19 pandemic prompted a lot of changes to the ways we vote. That has the group Judicial Watch, among others, busy in courtrooms all over the country.
We've got a few lawsuits to try to clean up the rolls. We file amicus briefs where we can. We're trying to monitor some of this litigation to see where we can step in.
Tom Fitton is president of the conservative group. He says its work on voter rolls and mail-in ballots will keep right on going after Election Day.
Much of that work, frankly, though, has been done by the folks with the most interest politically, obviously the parties.
And the parties are flush with cash this campaign season. Democrats and Republicans are dedicating tens of millions of dollars for legal challenges so far and setting aside cash for potential fights after Election Day. According to numbers from the Center for Responsive Politics, parties and campaigns have received up to $64 million in contributions just for court fights. Rosalind Cooperman is a professor of political science at the University of Mary Washington.
I would think that the pandemic has incentivized giving for folks who are paying attention to congressional elections, particularly the Senate being much more competitive.
And competitive races are more likely to attract post-election legal challenges. Lynn Rambo is a professor of law emerita at Texas A&M and has written extensively on the legal challenges following the 2000 presidential election.
The kinds of contests that go to litigation are ones where it is extremely close and or ones where there is definitive evidence that something has gone wrong in the counting or the balloting.
And with so many races likely to be tight up and down the ballot, lawyers across the political spectrum are getting ready.
Post-election challenges are expensive.
Carl Sandstrom is a lawyer at the firm Perkins Coie, which is working with several Democratic campaigns.
I think it's in everybody's interest to get the issues resolved before count is completed, before Election Day.
The longer they drag on, says Sandstrom, the more damage done to public confidence in American democracy. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.